This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Alicia Inshiridu has been working on a film for 18 years, and this year she received a Kukalores grant to produce an excerpt. It's a historical narrative and a ghost story set in Wilmington, North Carolina, and inspired by the 1898 coup d'etat. Gina Gamboni spoke with Alicia about the film.
This is called What the River Knows, and it is based on a historical situation here in Wilmington.
Yes, it is inspired by the 1898 event that happened here in November of 1898. A young man returns to his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina, to bury his grandmother, and he gets captured by the ghost of his great-great-grandfather, who is also his namesake. And his great-great-grandfather takes him back to the last 6 months of his and his wife Kitty's lives, from May 30th, 1898, to November 10th, 1898. And so we get to watch their lives unfold, and it ends, of course, tragically. But the end of the actual story is not the tragedy. We come back to 1998, in which the young Bailey learns about his ancestors. He learns about his history, and he's determined to not only give his great-great-grandfather a proper memorial burial, he also wants to include the whole city as a redemptive kind of a service, and a service of reconciliation. And so he gets to do that. So there's a happy ending. What I'm doing is, because I received a Kukalores grant this year, I have taken out a chunk of the story to create what I call a short teaser film with a cliffhanger ending. And the goal of this production is to create a film industry standard film that will attract investors for the feature, for a future feature.
I see.
Film.
So you're making right now of how long?
It's a 12 to 15 minute short teaser film. However, it does actually tell the story, mm-hmm. I think, of what happened on November the 10th.
You've been working on this for 18 years?
I have been working on this for 18 years, Gina. Yes, I have. I adapted it for the stage. I actually produced it with a grant from the North Carolina Arts Council's Regional Artist Grant in 2001. That was a kind of a workshopping of the script for me. After that, I got into NYU's School of Dramatic Writing, and I rewrote it there also.
How are you funding this?
Because it is an independent short film, and because I haven't monetized it, I have had to do a fundraiser. We have an Indiegogo campaign going on, a crowdfunder. We're offering some exciting film-related perks for donors, which include a private wrap party that we're having, visiting the set, and we're offering signed photos of the cast. I have a crew of over 30, a crew and cast of over 30. And we're going to shoot 12-hour days for 4 days at Poplar Grove Plantation and at Walker World and a couple of locations downtown. And so it's a lot of work and energy and time. And so I am determined to compensate all of my crew and cast monetarily. I think that it's time to share a narrative drama about the event, to be able to sort of understand what happened so that it won't happen again, possibly, hopefully.